I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's the 2-6 Kentucky Wildcats doing battle on the hardwood against the 4-3 Vanderbilt Commodores tonight in Rupp Arena. And suddenly there's new life and something good to talk about this team, thanks to the exploits of seldom used and former Kentucky Mr. Basketball Dante Allen. Joining me again for the Scouting Report is Keith Elkins, longtime member of the UK Sports Network and the host of the WUKY Sports Page podcast. Hello again, Keith.
Hello again, Alan. How you doing?
Quite well. And obviously, so is Dante Allen. Now, boy, did he have a breakout performance against Mississippi State.
He certainly did. What a lift that was to have him come in off the bench. Of course, fans have been wanting to see him since he is a former Kentucky Mr. Basketball from Pendleton County and so was a favorite of the crowd, even though he hadn't actually played very much this year. But he got in and did exactly what he is known to do, and that is fill up the basket with three-pointers. And he ended up scoring 23 points, made 8 of 13 from the field, including 7 of 11 from three-point range. He did it in a variety of different ways. Sometimes he was out on the arc and a teammate passed it to him. He came down on the break and stopped and pulled up and hit a three. And then another time he had a man on him and he made a head fake and got open and made a three. So he can do that a number of different ways, it looks like. And obviously they needed him. They really needed an offensive punch because the team has had trouble scoring, and have a double overtime win and have him play that big a role in it really opens things up for the future, because not only is he a threat from outside, but it also should open up some lanes for some other players to be more productive.
All right. Now, obviously, the Vanderbilt Commodores are privy to that information. They've probably seen a lot of game tape over that performance. So talk about what Dante needs to do tonight.
Well, of course, he'll be a threat. He'll be there's speculation now as to whether he would start or not, but obviously he should get a good number of minutes tonight so that he's on the floor quite a bit. And he will need to do, of course, what he did against Mississippi State, not necessarily the results, but just be a threat from out there, get a couple of shots and loosen things up. And then that will, again, kind of clear the way for other players like Boston or Askew to operate a little more easily, maybe a little more room inside for Olivier Saar. So he can contribute again, whether he has another 7 out of 11 night. You can't ask him to do that every night, but he can certainly be a big contributor just by being out there and being a threat and being in the right place at the right time.
Yes, and to this point, Kentucky has not had any player that would qualify as an outside shooting threat.
No, they haven't. They're near the bottom in stats such as three-point shooting and as far as the Southeastern Conference teams are concerned. And so they have really needed this. Their percentage on three-pointers has been below 30%, and they've had some really terrible games in three-point shooting. And you have to, as Cal says, you don't have to make them all, but you can't miss them all. And there have been games where they've just about missed them all, and that's not much of a threat. And so you can pack in the defense, and that makes it harder to drive to the basket, and it makes it harder for the inside players to be offensive contributors too. So that is something that has really been lacking, and then something that obviously caused a lot of excitement and a lot of just productivity on the part of the team as far as the Mississippi State game was concerned. A double overtime win, but it's a win, and it was a big one.
All right, so what do we look for against Vanderbilt tonight as far as what is Kentucky's formula for success?
You look for continued improvement on the offense, because that has been such a problem area up to now. Defensively, they seem to be good athletically. I think they're improving a little bit as far as being in the right place. Sometimes that's a mistake or pattern of mistakes that you might see from young players. They seem to be doing better there. Vandy has a couple of threats that they'll have to be concerned about, and Scottie Pippen Jr. is the main one. He's averaging 22 points a game, and he can hit from outside. He's also a good driver. He gets the ball to his teammates, and he is their main offensive threat. He's got far more assists than anybody on the team, as well as being its leading scorer. So they like to get the ball in his hands. Vandy likes to drive to the basket, so that means that players like Pippen are going to beat you to the basket once in a while. So that means you got to have good team defense, and you got to have people rotate over and pick him up and be ready for that. And they've got a couple of guys who can hit from the three-point line. The appropriately named Trey Thomas is a threat from outside. So they'll have to know where he is when he's in the game. So the defense there will be the key. Vandy does tend to get a little careless with the ball, I think. They certainly did against Florida in that loss. And So they sometimes will force some passes. So if you can keep the defense on them and rotate well, you can probably force them into a few mistakes and maybe get a transition game going as well, which should add to the Kentucky offense.
And this is a very important game because, as you mentioned, Florida, that is Kentucky's next opponent, and that's this Saturday in Gainesville.
Saturday in Gainesville against the Gators, and of course they had a terrible loss earlier this year when they lost Keontae Johnson due to the heart condition that caused him to collapse on the court. He is back with the team now as an assistant coach, but did not be playing again this season. And of course that's a huge loss. He was the preseason SEC player of the year, but the Gators still have plenty of athletes left, and they're trying to put things back together after the loss of Johnson and go on without him on the floor with them. But they have some other threats as well, and they're going to be a very difficult opponent at Florida. You could be playing well and lose that game, so that'll be a real challenge. So you got to get the Vanderbilt victory tonight. This is a team that probably is going to be at or near the bottom of the SEC when things shake out eventually. So you got to beat them at home, get off to the 2-0 start, and then be ready to go against the Gators.
Well, that'll wrap it up for today on the Scouting Report. Our guest again has been Keith Elkins, a longtime member of the UK Sports Network and the host of the WUKY Sports Page podcast. Have a great evening, Keith.
All right. Thanks, Alan.